From Lansing, let's head north, way, way north, where wolves and moose are at the heart of the world's longest-running study of a predator and its prey. The drama unfolds on Isle Royale National Park in Lake Superior. It's a big island, almost entirely wilderness. Researchers from Michigan Tech say they can't cover all that ground alone, so they enlist some volunteers, folks who don't mind getting a stick in the eye for the sake of science. The Environment Report's Rebecca Williams has more.
Moose Watch is a backcountry expedition where you pay to help out with the wolf-moose study. But be warned, it's no easy little walk in the woods.
We're just going to trash through the understory here for probably third to half of a mile and see if we can find some dead moose.
That's Jeff Holden. He's a Moose Watch group leader in charge of five volunteers. We're going to push our way into the thick forest. I put an arm up to keep the branches from whacking me in the face. Jeff Holden's got GPS to guide us, but it's easy to lose sight of each other as the forest swallows us up.
Sue, Jeff, Pete.
This is typical, all the yelling around.
Everyone's eyes are down, looking for a flash of white in the moss.
Who's got the bone?
I do.
So Dave Beck just found a bone, and generally what happens is whoever finds a bone yells, bone.
Yep.
We all converge on it, and then we drop packs. Sue's got the flag. She puts orange flags up in trees so we know where the center of the search is.
The team fans out and spends a few minutes looking for more bones, but no luck. Jeff Holden says when wolves kill an adult moose, they'll rip it apart and drag the parts in different directions.
The farthest I found, like a confirmed moose pulled apart, was a quarter mile.
These bones hold all kinds of secrets, clues to how a moose lived and died. The volunteers collect skulls and leg bones from the moose skeletons and carry them all week in their backpacks. We push on, finding a few shed antlers, but no moose skeletons. It's muggy, and right around the time I'm regretting wearing non-breathable rain pants.
That's pretty much directly overhead.
Everybody puts on rain jackets, and we hurry back to the camp, getting totally soaked.
We are making hot chocolate. Sugar and heat. It's a good thing in the rain after hiking.
Yes.
This is Pete Prodzik's second Moose Watch trip.
The thought of walking where somebody hasn't walked in a long time or maybe never seems to be magical and special. And also there's a little bit of the aspect of can I hike off trail with a 45-pound pack, and the challenge of it is part of the attraction too.
That complete break from everyday life is a big draw for these volunteers. But they also say they like helping with the wolf-moose study. Anne Schumacher and her daughter Kelsey came out here from upstate New York.
You never know. I mean, a bone we pick up might make a big, huge difference 10 years from now or help them find something 10 years from now that may really change things and help. So it's a small way to be part of something really big.
The three crews on this trip found 18 dead moose. Biologist Rolf Peterson says people from all over the world have joined Moose Watch. Military veterans, engineers, railroad workers, and even professional models.
We rely completely on those volunteers to come every year, and they cover hundreds and hundreds of miles and weeks of effort that we could never do any other way.
And Eric will get bored if we keep doing the same.
After a week in the woods, the Moose Watch volunteers gather at Rolf and Candy Peterson's cabin. They eat a hot meal and show off their scars. Then the Petersons and the group leaders stand up and serenade us.
Bone ain't great to do moose watch. Bone ain't great to do moose watch. Searching for moose bones all day long. Bone ain't great to do moose watch.
For Stateside, I'm Rebecca Williams.
You can find out more about Rebecca's trip and see photos of Isle Royale. Just head online and go to michiganradio.org.